We're going to be talking to Hope Alderson about a forthcoming event to raise money, which will be taking place in Rajasthan. I think that's right. Good morning, Hope.
Good morning.
Are you not going to put your public school voice on?
No. I've
got imagined parts. That's right. You're going to be doing an epic journey, as I suppose this tells me here, on horseback for the charity Brook.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Brook?
It's the Brook.
Brook. That's going to take place, well, from 23rd of February to the 4th of March. We'll start off by saying your biggest fear is not the horse, not doing, how many miles a day?
It's about 40 kilometres a
day. It's actually the flight, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah. You don't like flying?
Well, I'm not keen on it, but I've never done a long haul flight before.
Right.
And so I'm doing my first one 3 days after my 59th birthday.
See, I'd rather go on the aeroplane than ride the horse.
Yeah.
The journey is, like we said before, it's taking place in Rajasthan.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather going to be like?
Well, it's going to be up to 30 degrees during the day.
Yeah.
But because it's not that far from the Himalayas,
right,
it actually gets really, really cold at night. So we've been advised that we've got to make sure that we bring lots of warm clothing.
Yeah.
We sleep under canvas.
Right, so yeah. I think I did read that in there.
Mm.
Obviously there'll be a team of you going, is there?
There's about 28 of us altogether.
How many people are actually taking part in the ride?
About 28.
Is there?
Yeah,
and yeah. Have you got backup there so everybody's going to do the ride together?
Yeah.
Right.
That's right, yeah.
You need to raise, I mean, you've just told me you've got already £2,600. You need to raise over £3,000.
Yes, in total.
And obviously you're looking for sponsors through the internet. Have you got a website there?
I have a page on justgiving.com.
Right.
And if you go to justgiving.com/Hope/Alderson,
yeah,
you'll get my page.
And that is Alderson. It's not Anderson.
No, it's Alderson.
I used to work with someone called Alderson, but that's another story there. When do you actually go out?
Well, I will be flying down from Newcastle to Heathrow. We fly out on the 23rd, and then we fly to Delhi.
Yeah.
And then there's about a 6-hour journey across land to get to where we go to. So the actual travelling takes sort of 24 hours.
Right.
And then it's you meet the horses, and the next day you set off.
It's all a bit quick. Can you actually tell us what it is, or what it stands for, Brooke? What the charity is all about.
It used to be known as the Brook Animal Hospital, and it was founded in 1930, and it's the UK's largest international animal welfare, or rather equine welfare,
yes,
charity. And it works with the owners as well as with the donkeys, horses and mules that work in the most appalling conditions, not just in India. It works in the Middle East, and it works in Egypt and Jordan, places like that. And it's just moved into Latin America as well, because these animals work up to 12 or 14 hours a day,
yeah,
in searing heat, overloaded, undernourished, and, you know, they work literally till they die. And it's not necessarily the owners are cruel. The owners are desperately poor themselves,
yes,
and ignorant. And the Brook works not only by providing free veterinary care,
yeah,
and drinking and food supplies.
Come and give it, I've got it.
but it also provides mobile education clinics to work with the families, because they just, half the time, they are unkind to their animals without any idea that they are. The slightest things, like giving them a slight break under shade during,
yeah,
the day, can make a big difference.
It can do, yeah. And obviously they're not stopping and think about giving them water as well, which is,
yeah,
and obviously a little bit of food, and you see the rest.
Mm. And you see, these people depend on these animals for their life.
Well, it's a lifeline, isn't it?
To put food on the table for the children.
And so, suppose you're raising them when you're going to actually educate people who are, as you've said, that they're quite ignorant to how we in Britain would treat our animals. Yeah, we would stop, we'd feed them and water them. And a lot of these, well, think, well, no, they can work 12 hours a day. It doesn't work like that.
No, and they just don't understand that, you see. And they are very keen to learn.
Yeah.
And so, to me, the Brook is a very practical charity, because it doesn't just go out there and think, well, we can save everything. What we need to do is to work with the people as well as with the animals.
Yeah.
So I've got huge respect for the work that they do. And this year I just decided that... I've supported them by buying Christmas cards off them.
Right, because I mean, you've been involved with horses as well in the past, haven't you?
I've ridden all my life.
Yeah,
I can hardly remember a time when you haven't been involved
on a horse.
Yeah,
you're going to be doing about 40 kilometres per day right now. Will you be doing it sort of early morning before the sun comes up, or are you going to be doing it in extreme temperatures? Have you sort of planned that far ahead?
I'm not involved in the planning side, but this certainly will be, during most of the day it will be up to 30 degrees, but these animals are born and bred to work in those sort of conditions, and the pace that you travel at and the breaks that the horses get will all be geared to make sure that they are they're comfortable and happy with the amount of work. It's more the riders who are not used to 30 degrees
It's going to be quite an expedition. It's going to be quite a journey as well, when you're travelling in that heat, and obviously you're going to get hot off the horses, and you're going to have to take plenty of water in as well as the horses as well, and obviously your diet's going to be well sort of set out, so you're getting enough salt, etc. I've got to be honest, rather you than me. Horses are quite big and cumbersome, but you're doing something for animals that really they need it. They need to be educated, these people, and obviously it's to prolong the life of these animals who are, they're working in pretty rotten conditions.
Yes, they work in brick kilns, a lot of them, and sometimes they carry their own body weight in bricks for 12 hours a day.
We've talked to you about this, the charity that you're doing. It's for Brooke. It's to educate people and to make life better for animals who, horses, or the equine fold, is that right? You're going to be doing it in, I'll have to turn that back over there, Rajasthan. That is from the 23rd of February through to the 4th of March. Your biggest fear is the flight, not the horses, not doing 40 kilometres a day, sitting on the back of a horse in 30 degree heat. It's actually the flight. Yes. You need to raise over £3,260, I think he said. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Right.
Now, you've been selling stuff, haven't you? You've been selling prints.
Well, yes. I have some prints that were of a painting of a horse that was done by my great aunts, who were identical twins and were really, really well-known equine portrait artists in their day. Their claim to fame was that they could work on the same painting at the same time, being identical.
Right.
So these prints are of a horse they painted in 1935, and it's an absolutely beautiful print of an old, real old-fashioned hunter type. I've been selling those as part of the fundraising effort.
Between £40 and £60, is that right?
Yes. It depends whether they're mounted or not.
Right. I would love to sell them, I've got to be honest, but I suppose if it's going to a good cause, then it's worthwhile for doing
it. It is worth it.
Anybody that wants to donate, there is an email address. Would you like to give it out?
Yeah, my email address is hopealderson270@btinternet.com.
And is there a phone number?
Yeah, it's 01665-581-265.
Spot on. So it's for a great cause. It's coming up next year, don't forget, the 23rd of February 2012 through till the 4th of March. How far are you covering? What's the distance?
I've never actually worked out the mileage.
Because you're doing like 40 kilometres a day, roughly. It's about 10 days, isn't it?
Yes, but it's not all riding, because on the last day we go to visit one of the Brook centres to see the work that they do.
Oh, brilliant.
And one of the worst bits of it really will be that we actually do visit one of the brick kilns to see the work that the animals do. But I really think that, although that isn't going to be pleasant. You've got to see it.
Yes.
You've got, you can't turn away from
it. You'd be doing well over 300 mile.
And then
so you're going to see firsthand the conditions that these animals, horses, the donkeys, etc., have to work in.
Yes, that's right.
Oh well, thank you for coming in, Hope.
Well, thank you for having me.
And that is for the Brook charity. Hope's given you the email and the phone number there. And is there a Google? Is there a Google? You can Google it, can't you?
You can Google the Brook. Yes.
Right. So that'll give you further information of the charity that Hope is going to be riding for next year, 23rd of February through to the 4th of March 2012, and the charity is Brook there, so you can actually Google that and get a little bit more information.